USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Another member of President Trump's inner circle has tested positive for COVID-19. Kellyanne Conway, the former longtime advisor to the president, tweeted late yesterday that she had tested positive for COVID-19. She wrote that her symptoms are mild and that she's feeling fine. Conway added that she has begun a quarantine process and that her heart, quote, as always, is with everyone affected by this global pandemic. Conway attended last week's announcement in the Rose Garden of Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Hill says other nominees, including Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, announced that they had tested positive Friday as well. Barrett herself has tested negative. Experts expressed that it's doubtful that the event would be a super spreader because it took place outside. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
There are questions as to whether President Trump testing positive for COVID-19 will have an effect on the economy. USA Radio's Tim Burke has a response from the administration.
White House Chief Economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders. Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative.
The mayor of Rochester, New York has been indicted. The Monroe County DA has charged Mayor Lovely Warren with two campaign finance-related charges. Warren is accused of having donors exceed contribution limits during her 2017 re-election bid. Her honor is currently under fire for the death of a black man who died in police custody back in April. You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A fallen Hollywood mogul is facing more accusations. The details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein faces 6 new charges of sexual assault related to multiple incidents from more than a decade ago in L.A. Los Angeles County District Attorney Jackie Lacey amended an existing criminal complaint against Weinstein to add 3 counts each of forcible rape and forcible oral copulation, all of them felonies. The existing criminal complaint accused him of a single count each of forcible rape, forcible copulation, and 1 count of sexual penetration by use of force, also 2 counts of sexual battery by restraint. All told, there are 5 alleged victims from 2004 to 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Chrissy Teigen has opened up about her lost pregnancy on Instagram Wednesday. ET Online reports the news came after the model was hospitalized due to excessive bleeding. She wrote that she and her husband, R&B singer John Legend, are, quote, shocked and in the kind of deep pain you only hear about, the kind of pain we've never felt before. The couple, who have been married since 2013, announced they were expecting their 3rd child in August. Teigen was put on bed rest by doctors for 2 weeks in early September. News anytime, go to our website, usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.